Amen.
Father, we are going to preach the word of God.
And
I pray you give the people understanding.
In
the name of Jesus
Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to listen to this sermon.
I'm
going to bring this from the book of Matthew chapter 9.
From verse 20 to 22.
We read the story of this woman that was healed. You may have known this story about the woman with the issue of blood. But I want to bring it to you and point to some key verses of faith. What I
want
to talk about is faith for healing. Faith is a very strong thing. If you have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ,
you
can get great things. In fact, the Bible said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In chapter 9 of Matthew, in verse 19 and 20, we read the story of this woman that was having an issue of blood. While Jesus was going to the house of Jairus,
Jesus
this man came to Jesus called Jairus. In verse
13,
while he spake these things unto them,
behold,
there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall leave. And Jesus arose and followed him. And so did his disciples. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment.
For
she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about and saw her and said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What is this type of faith? He believes in Jesus. She has heard about Jesus. Perhaps she has witnessed all the things Jesus has done. And she believed and she knew in herself that power was just flowing out of Jesus. She knew if she can just touch the hem of his garment, that she will be made whole. And she came pressing through the crowd. And she was able to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. In fact, the God pillar in Luke said that Jesus Christ turned and said, who touched me? And then when the woman confessed, she was healed. Jesus Christ said, because power was issuing forth from him. That was the anointing of the Holy Ghost to heal. I want to preach today to you about healing of your body. This my Jesus has power to heal the sick.
Jesus Christ, we are meant in our moment, I pray.
In fact, all power in heaven and on earth is given into the hand of Jesus.
No diet in order, any of my breaker in our agmo, our moon in Jesus Christ.
Praise to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All the wounds were totally healed.
Ave, our man in order, Benny,
he was not wrapping. She was not wrapping a wrapper to her feet anymore.
A Maria don't concern, it me aware.
She was wrapping a wrapper really well to her knees.
Anna, look more than a Benny who
ya. And all the sores were totally healed.
Ave, eterni here now, Fimu.
And I told her that Jesus has healed you. You've seen no more. Jesus is alive today.
Jesus Christ in your way,
that Jesus that was walking on the streets of Jerusalem in those days, 2,000 years ago.
Oh, Jesus Christ, no, Jerusalem again,
that same Jesus that died and rose again from the grave by himself.
Jesus Christ, no,
he is still alive today.
Oh, why
you
now? Why you women?
This time he's going through me, through us, precious. And he has sent me to preach this gospel to you also.
So
you preach the gospel of good news of his kingdom.
That
is a kingdom of... When we were growing up, when I was growing up like a young boy, we always say something like this. We always say if the world is going to be destroyed, let it not be in our time. Because we heard about the story of the destruction of the world in the days of Noah. But I'm glad again after I know Jesus. I'm happy right now that if the world is going to be destroyed, let it be in my time that I can go to meet Jesus. Especially because I know right now that after this world is destroyed, a new kingdom that is coming is no more going to be by men. I mean, it's no more going to be by sinners. It is the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Jesus. And the kingdom of the saints of God, we Christians. That's why I want you to come quickly also. And there is power of the kingdom to come that we can begin to enjoy now.
See,
power over sicknesses. That is the power of the kingdom to come. Because in that kingdom of Jesus Christ to come, the Bible said it, that if somebody die 100 years old, they will say he's just a little baby. Why? Because in that kingdom, there will be no death. Anyone that will be allowed to die at the age of 100 must have been so rebellious.
He
must have been so sinful that all the preaching to him didn't repent, didn't make him change his mind. Then they will like him. They will let him die at the age of 100. That's why the book of Isaiah said it. When a person die at the age of 100 years old, they will say he's just a baby. Because in this kingdom of Jesus Christ, men will live for 1,000 years.
And there will be no death.
Because Satan that is causing death will be locked up in the bottomless pit. And all those evil spirits, all those demons that are causing sicknesses will be locked up in the hell fire.
Abo rien bie bie no sie mia me no sie abu wu sie mi yani no nya ma khu yan ye emire.
You say, where do you see this in the Bible?
We ko when am yon ni bibi no
wa. Let me read it to you in the book of Isaiah chapter 24.
When tie ma won be na ti Isaiah be u vien won e ni
nya ge. In verse 21. And it shall come to pass in that day,
said
that the Lord shall punish the host of thy ones that are on high. And the kings of the earth upon the earth. And they shall be gathered together as prisoners.
And
gathered in the pit. That's the pit of hell. And shall be shut up in prison. And after many days shall they be visited. Those eye ones and the kings of the earth, those are the evil spirits that are ruling this world. Those are the spirits that are working with occultic groups. Those are the evil spirits that are doing those charms and amulets and witchcraft. Those evil spirits will be locked up in the pit of hell. So that there will be no more sicknesses on this earth. Jesus Christ that is going to do this.
Jesus Christ.
That's why he has the keys of hell and of death. Go and read it yourself in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 17 and 18.
Where
Jesus Christ said, I have the keys of hell and of
death. Jesus Christ to boy
hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I said, this kingdom of Jesus has come, there will be no sicknesses, no more death.
Are your body Jesus Christ in an ordena? We can't row, Emiane can't row.
There will be no more poverty. But for you to know that these things will be so. Jesus said we should begin to enjoy part of this power right now.
We need to
enjoy the power of the world to come. Go and read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 5. He said that we are there that are enjoying the power of the world to come. Power of Jesus to heal the sick is part of the power of the world to come. Let's read the story of Hezekiah, also the king. In the book of 2 Kings, chapter 20.
Second Kings,
verse 1 to
3.
And also in verse 5 to
6.
They said Hezekiah was sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah came to him and told him that thus said the Lord, set thy house in order, or thou shalt die and not live. You see, when a prophet like Isaiah prophesied to somebody that somebody is going to die, you better begin to be serious. Because Isaiah was prophesying from the mouth of God. And Hezekiah was afraid.
Hezekiah na ohana wa amwe.
And Hezekiah started praying to God.
Hezekiah na aleru Josaloboa.
Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord.
Ona wori ada egbe kan na aleru da Saloboa.
He said, I beseech thee, O Lord.
Ona we baba la ho me to adame.
Remember now how I have walked before thee in truth.
Yere veni ye come here hallelujah.
And with a perfect heart.
Ina hallelujah ya gine mata.
And I've done that which is good in thy sight.
Even no ma e wa wo da o we.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Ladies and gentlemen,
everything.
If it were you, what will you tell God?
Do we not even wear Tamus Aloboa?
That is why you have to come to Jesus now.
On your okay, we
you have Christi to walk with Jesus with upright heart.
No, Lady Jesus Christ,
that is when you can have something to tell God. It's not by your trying your best. If you are already saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, if you are already a Christian, if the Holy Spirit is already in you,
if you are
already saved from your sins, so that you don't sin anymore, then all your good works will be accepted before God. All your good works will be for reward.
Then
when the trouble occurs, you have something to tell God. Without being a born again Christian, you have nothing to tell God. Because if you are not on our side, you are on the side of the enemy. But when you are on God's side, then you have the right. Then you can complain.
You
can make your supplications before God. Like Hezekiah did right now. He said, God, remember how I have walked with you with upright heart. And God heard him. God changed his mind. You say God cannot change his mind. God changed his mind.
In
verse 5. And God told the Isaiah the prophet.
In verse 4.
And it came to pass, before Isaiah was gone out into the middle court,
ona dogbera ave na Isaiah tell levani gbera oba oba eketowo bani,
that the word of the Lord came to him saying,
and mo salobana gbe bo e
aka
seni ade,
and tell Hezekiah the captain
ona we pie gbe weri e bo e Hezekiah na oba ni akian,
thus said the Lord the God of David thy father,
eriye no nyama aka e o salobo re David nera,
I have heard thy prayer.
I have
seen thy tears.
I
will heal thee.
On
the third day thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I mean, the Lord healed Hezekiah. He said in 3 days he was back on his feet.
This is
faith in God that we are talking about. What is faith in God?
The
Bible said you have to first believe that there is God. And also believe that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Then you have to diligently follow him. Follow his words. Repent from sin and live a clean life. Then talk to him regularly as your father, as a friend. When you walk with Jesus, Jesus walks with you.
When
any trouble appears, you just tell Jesus your friend.
Ezonare unagu Jesu Christ Jesu Christi gwan obu we are vani.
Jesus is still looking for more friends now.
Jesu Christi ye gwa lo se.
If you want to become a friend of Jesus, this is the invitation to you.
We are see Jesu Christi we na kin o.
He is in the spirit right now walking with us. Jesus Christ said that the world will not see me, but you will see me.
Awe ma gbona yen deri ma e deri yen but ma deri yen.
That is because he shows himself to us. So we are not just praying like beating against the bush. We are not just praying to the air.
That is the
true Christianity, I'm telling you.
We
see whom we are praying to. He manifests himself to us. He answers us back.
Say,
my father that gave birth to me was a Muslim.
He
was even an Elijah. He went to Mecca. All his life he was in that religion. And I told him one day, I asked him after I started becoming a preacher.
I said,
my father, since you have been praying, on your mat, for all your years up till this life, did God ever talk back to you? Did you ever hear him speak back to you? He said no. So then don't you know that your religion is nothing then? So God talk to me. I told him that God talk to me every day. I talk to God and he answer me back. That is the friendliness that God has with Christians, true born again Christians. Let me tell you something. Those people that have given themselves to occultic groups, those who have given themselves to also witchcraft, some of them, do you know they see those evil spirits that they work with? They send those evil spirits on errands. So that's kind of in the spirit, those spirits manifest to them and they walk with those evil spirits. When we come to Jesus, he is the good spirit. Jesus is the Holy Spirit. And he has angels. And the angels manifest to believers. That is the Christianity that Jesus Christ has brought to this world. It's not just a church going. Not just going to church to pay money. It is a friendship, a relationship, a close walk. We see Jesus, he manifests to us. Let me read it to you from the Bible, what Jesus promised to his disciples. He said, the world will see me no more, but you will see me.
He said,
if a man loves me, I will love him. And I will come and make myself known unto him. In John chapter 14,
verse
23, this is Jesus said, if a man love me,
Jesu Christi ta wo ma na una na ho mi
yen. Did you hear that? He said if a man, anybody,
no nya ta wo come come no wo mi yen.
If a man love me,
come come no wo mi yen.
He will keep my words.
Ona ona di me ye ho.
And my father will love him.
Era me bi ho mo eh.
Listen to this.
Da me ho no na.
And we will come unto him.
My boy Ade.
And make our abode with him.
Ma do tota you wake be.
Jesus Christ lives with me in my house.
Jesus Christ yogumero wa.
That's why I talk to him every day. If your own God is dead, try mine. Mine is alive.
Do we wu where damogime waro.
I was in my house one time.
Ina aruwa me dokpa.
And some churches, some so-called churches. They went to a mountain to pray. They said they wanted to go and pray on that mountain. They all gathered on the mountain to pray to God.
And
one of them that was in the same place where I walk, I talked to him, I saw him. And then if you guys really know where God lives, if you really want to know where God lives, you should all gather around my apartment. Because he is living right in my apartment.
You
went to that mountain, it's not there.
He
lives with me in my house. And he sent me to preach this gospel to you. Because he said, if you believe also, if you will love Jesus, Jesus will be living with you in your house also. So you don't need to go to a mountain to look for him. I told that man, you should have come around my house and gather around there and pray. Because God lives with me in my house. And I'm telling you the same thing right now. Jesus wants to live in your house with you. And he wants you to be his own. He wants to be yours.
He
said, if you love me, I will come unto you. I will eat with you. No, so he said, I will eat supper with you.
He's
going to be living with you in your house.
Angels
are going to be watching over your house. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
This is the Jesus I'm preaching to you.
He's
still alive. He's not dead. And he wants you to come to him so that he can be your friend also. So that he can be living with you in your own house also. And I want to pray for you right now if you want to accept Jesus. And he's going to heal your body also if he's living with you. When he lives with you, sicknesses can't live with you at all. There will be no death in your house if Jesus is living with you. Now bow your head, let me pray for you. Jesus, I pray for all these people that are listening. As they believe in their heart, let it be so. Let Jesus come into my heart now.
Jesus,
fill them with the Holy Spirit.
Baba,
they accept Jesus, their Lord and Savior, right now. And walk with them right now, Jesus.
Baba,
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
I want you to write to him so that I can teach you more on this by the literatures.
My own work, maybe,
Julius Adewumi.
Evangelist Adewumi.
And he wants you to be free from sin.
Sin
no more and walk with Jesus. And he will walk with you and live with you in your house. As he lives with
me
and walks with
me.
Amen. And God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Write to Evangelist Julius Ade, Gospel Distribution Ministry. If you have access to the internet, our web address is www.gospeldistribution.org. You have to spell that one out, gospeldistribution.org. Gospel distribution is one word. www.gospeldistribution.org. And you can send us email on the internet. Our email address is webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. webmaster at gospeldistribution.org. And you can also read all our literature on the internet freely. God bless you, and we'll see you again next time. In Jesus' name.
Oh, we are.